Yo, Pretty Boy Beats. Hey, give me a beat real quick.
See, everybody always asking me, how the fuck do you come up with these crazy ass songs? Pretty much, man. I'll be fucked up. I'm about to light up real quick. There we go.
Yeah.
Watch her bounce, make it bounce, kick a roo booty. Watch her bounce, make it bounce, kick a roo booty. Watch her bounce, make it bounce, kick a roo booty. Watch her bounce, make it bounce, kick a roo booty. Watch her bounce, make it bounce, kick a roo booty. Watch her bounce, make it bounce, kick a roo booty. Watch her bounce, make it bounce, kick a roo booty. Watch her bounce, make it bounce, kick a roo booty. Watch her bounce, make it bounce, kick a roo booty. Watch her bounce, make it bounce, kick a roo booty. Watch her bounce, make it bounce, kick a roo booty. Watch her bounce, make it bounce, kick a roo booty.
Hello.
Hello. Can you hear me?
I can, yes. Oh, crap. All right, y'all, while we wait for the host real quick. Welcome to the After Hours with T. With your host, T. Molina and NeNe Madrina in the building. And we see y'all. One of them back right now. That's neat. Is that you, NeNe?
Who? Who are you talking
to? Okay, y'all both kicked. Y'all both jump up at the exact same time. I was like, "What? Wait, what's going on?"
Oh yeah, had a little complication.
There we go. All right, there we go. What's up?
What's happening? Got some projects coming up. Yeah. Y'all
got to be on the shutting up. Y'all got this.
Oh. Yeah, we got it. Well, it's hair. I know y'all can't see that. Okay, so, like, my first topic question, I had to say that. But my first question is, like, how would you feel? Like, could you work with somebody that you, could you date somebody you work with?
So, are we doing callers, like, or
no, I'm talking to you.
Okay, can I work with somebody that I'm dating? Probably not, because first of all, if we dating, then we're gonna always be together. So when I get off work or when I go to work, I don't want to have to sit in your face and then go home to you. Like, we're gonna get tired of each other and it's not gonna work.
Exactly. But I'm gonna tell you my answer that I said yesterday. So, because me and somebody was talking about this, and I had asked him or whatever, and I was like, I don't think I can date somebody I work with because then they know my schedule. Like, I can't lie and be like, oh,
right,
I got to
right.
work today. He would be like, no, I know your schedule.
Right, know your schedule before you know it.
Exactly. But you off today.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
Look at that. And there's another thing, like, it's like what you said, like, I'm going to get tired of seeing your face. Like, I'm just getting tired of you altogether. I don't want to see you for the time I wake up to the time I go to sleep. That's
exactly. And if y'all working together, it's like, y'all not going to get no break from each other. Like.
Nope.
And y'all not going to have time to miss each other or none of that.
Have some petty arguments. Mm-hmm. Man, why is the toothpaste in the toothpaste thing?
Why is your alarm going off at the same time my alarm going off? Like, that's loud.
It's
like a little pedestal.
Exactly. Why is he looking over here? Goodbye. Can you just leave? Can you just go? Give me some sage. You might say, I'm going to run to the store. I don't need nothing, but I just want to get some sage.
Right. So I don't think it probably would be fun. It probably would be fun for like a little while. But then after that, it'll be like, okay,
I'm tired.
We need a break.
All right, so somebody here asked me a question yesterday, and I ain't gonna say no names or whatever, but he was like, so what if you had a past relationship and your ex had gave you like an STD? He said, am I supposed to tell my girl that I'm with now that she might have something? And he was like, and she's pregnant. I'm like, dang, wait a minute. I said, I told him, I think you should tell her, because if she finds out when she goes to the doctor, it's going to be worse than you telling her from your mouth. Even though it ain't your fault, it probably is. I don't know how that would go.
Mm-hmm. I feel like regardless if it's your ex or whoever you dating or messing with, and they tell you or you think that you have an STD, you need to go get checked, and whoever you're dealing with, you need to tell them. Like, regardless of if you feel like it's gonna be a whole lot of drama or whatever, you need to tell them. And especially if she's pregnant, like, STDs can harm the baby, and you know what I'm saying, give her a whole lot of complications. So you need to be a man, regardless of who gave it to you or how you got it, and tell her. Like, if some people, it's like people think STDs are nasty, but you don't have to be a hoe, or you don't have to be running out here doing any type of thing to catch an STD. You could just be with one person, and that person can step out once and come back and bring something. You feel me? So it's like, be a man or be a woman about it. Everybody's grown.
Mm-hmm. And then I asked him, I was like, well, is it treatable? He was like, yeah. And he was like, well, if it weren't treatable, I don't think I would kill myself. I'm like, wait a minute. Like, come on, guys. What? Mm-hmm. People every day live with
HIV.
Life still goes on. You just have to, you know, make sure your stuff is good. And, you know, make sure you tell your partners the next person you go with or whatever.
Like, life goes on.
You don't just stop because you get an STD. Come on now.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
That'd be so crazy.
Exactly. And then they just need to, like, be aware that STDs is out here. Like, wrap up. Y'all need to, you know what I'm saying, be cautious and do what y'all got to do so that y'all don't have to deal with situations like that.
Exactly. But my thing is, it's nothing. A conversation shouldn't go like that through no text message or whatever. You better call your girl on the phone, like, nigga, y'all live together. You better do something.
Person. Honestly, it needs to get done in person because it's 2017, and I'm not going to say people, whatever, but people like to expose and put business out there that shouldn't be discussed before you go bad, but you in that person. So to avoid all that, y'all need to talk in person, like, that's y'all business. Like, it don't need to be done over no phone, no text messages, no none of that.
Exactly. Okay, so we heard y'all request about relationship problems.
Relationship.
I ain't no expert or nothing, but
I know
I need a little information here and there. Okay, so what's the relationship problem that people deal with every day? What's a good one?
What's the right situation?
Yeah. Oh, what y'all consider cheating? I think emotionally, physically, mentally stepping out of your relationship is cheating to me, for real. But you know, if you anything you can do, think, or you know, get involved with another person is cheating to me.
Now that's cheating. I think cheating is anything that you do physically with a person, as far as like kissing, touching, and you know what I'm saying, having intercourse, all that stuff. But like, people be like, it's flirting, cheating, all this type of stuff. It's not cheating, but it is a sign of disrespect. You feel me? So once you get in a relationship, you shouldn't be trying to entertain the next person. You shouldn't be flirting with the next person. Like, all of that is a sign of disrespect, showing that you don't care about your relationship, basically. But I wouldn't consider that cheating. Like, would you break up with your boyfriend if he was in the next person and involved flirting with them?
Yeah. First of all,
you know you got a girl for me, and then you want to be disrespectful and go to another female, inviting her into our relationship would be like, oh, because you know how females are, be like, oh, your man was doing da da da. Let me tell you something. I'm going to get both of y'all in the bud. You can have him. He can have you. Goodbye. Y'all be happy.
But let's think about let's think about years, like years into a relationship. You're not going to just break up with him because you see him in the next person inbox. Because honestly,
but you
have
to think about it. Yeah,
when
but you gotta think about it.
Like that.
Yeah, but you gotta think about it though. Okay, it's kind of like friendship. The time don't really mean anything because you could be friends with somebody for like 6 years and they do something, and then something happens, they don't have your back, and then somebody you've been friends with for like, I don't know, 2 months could have your back more than they do.
Right.
So I don't know.
I think.
If you've been with me so long, then you should know what I tolerate and don't tolerate. So for you to go out there and do that, then that means you already know what it is and you just don't care. So you can take your carefree self over there with her and y'all be happy.
Me personally, I wouldn't leave my relationship because that's what you're doing, but we will sit down and discuss that. I'll probably spaz and, you know what I'm saying, stuff like that. So the next time that you do it, then that's where it's going to be really a problem because we already discussed this. Like, why are you going and you doing it again? Then that's when, all right, boom, that's it. You know what I'm saying? So that's dead because I'm not going to keep talking to you about the same stuff. But the first time if you actually kissing and touching and doing all this other stuff with that female, oh, yeah, off dick, that's done. You feel me? Like, no, ain't even nothing to talk about.
But sometimes it's a relationship, if you step out of a relationship, it's not always physical. It could be emotional involved. Like, you know, like say he could fall in love with somebody, but not, you know,
actually,
they cannot be intimate.
Thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well,
I think that's worse than being intimate.
It is, actually. It is. Because that's what he's feeling. But then even then, it's time for you to leave. Like, you're not ready to be here with me in the love with another girl.
Oh, so you saying, see, you just contradict yourself. You was like,
but I'm
so
saying,
basically,
okay, look.
Yeah, correct.
That's different. If you're in love with another female, that basically there's no relationship here between us because your feelings and your thoughts and everything is with a whole other person.
But you could be in love with two people.
And then at the same time, that's still not cheating. Because if he hasn't did anything with her physically, like I said, it's still not cheating. But you gotta understand, like, somebody's in love with somebody. It's no way around it.
I mean, well, he could be in love with both of y'all. So then what?
Then he can still have her because at the end of the day, you're still in love with somebody else. Like, it's not just me. You're in love with somebody else. So go ahead and have her.
So y'all been together for 10 years. So you're not gonna try to. But he in love with you too. So what you gonna do?
You're
gonna let him go.
And I'm gonna let him go. I don't know that. I ain't never been in that predicament. But it's not gonna work. It's not gonna work. He's in love with somebody else. It's not.
Let me tell you what
I
did.
Let me tell you what I did. What you did?
Well, Kathy's there. We made it work. The three of us.
We made it work.
You said it.
You were so petty.
I was so serious. I'm so serious, though, but.
But shit, it go like that, too. But me, I don't know. I've never been in that predicament, so I really can't say what I'll do for definite, but them just my thoughts about it.
Yeah.
Because, you know, it's always easier said than done, so.
Yeah, until you're in a situation. Okay, so. All right, I got another question. So, what if you, okay, after all that said and done, y'all talked about it. Now, what if a dude was dating you and another person at the same exact time and you didn't know until one day he was like, I'm just going to give up and he just like, okay, I was dating y'all at the same time. Then what? And both of y'all are in love with each other.
And
he in love with her too.
It depends on what, like, for real, because I've been in some situations where, I'm just like, okay, well, that's our girlfriend, too. Like,
that's basically what I said.
But it depends on who that person is, because if it's not worth it, that's dead. But
yeah,
because I'd have done that before.
I'd be like, that's our girlfriend. That's our kid.
But we should be eating some candy. But
tell my girlfriend to come over here. We need some money.
Right. Hold on.
I mean, I tried to do that one time, but it didn't really work out. As you can see, one person. Okay, anyway, we're skipping it. Okay,
it's a jealousy issue.
Yeah, it really was.
Cause I know that I don't want to
give her no name because I don't want to give her no airtime or whatever. Okay, so would you ever date a girl and a boy at the same time?
No. Actually, I date the dude, and we could just have a girlfriend on staff, or we just want to invite her over. You know, like, that could be just out of the blue, but I wouldn't be in a full-blown relationship with both of them.
I don't know.
But we can have a little girlfriend.
That's the thing you think, though.
It's like, okay, this is what I'm asking. Would you actually move in with a girl and a dude, and y'all all be one big happy family? Like, could you live like that?
Mm-hmm. You ain't got to worry about nobody cheating. No, you ain't got to worry about nobody getting jealous because all y'all spending the same time with each other. Y'all coming home to each other, you know.
You're right.
I can actually see that. Yeah. And then you're splitting the bill three ways.
That's plenty of space. I need some space. But I don't know. I just
I don't know. The thing about it is the kid situation. Like, what if you want to have a kid and then she don't, and then all of a sudden she won't to?
You was trying to have a baby and you didn't get pregnant, but she did. You know what I'm saying? That's a whole lot of
shit going on.
That's
it. We all go to the doctor and we get pregnant at the same time. That's crazy.
But I'm just
trying to put y'all gay
down. Yeah, I'm going to say might as well. But
some dudes might
want to. We'll have a little girlfriend, but she'll have to live somewhere else. And then we just want to invite her over. You know, like, we can go all together.
See,
we can do this together. We can do that together. But you can't live with us.
And that's when she will get jealous, and then that's when you're going to start having problems, having your secrets out in the street.
And then her ass going to get kicked to the curb. Because if you can't handle what's going on over here, like, if you're not ready for this situation, then you need to go. Like, I'm giving, first of all, I'm giving you.
I had it happen before.
I don't know. I don't know. I ain't never really. I've been asked to be somebody's girlfriend, or like a couple asked me to be their girlfriend, but I won't feel it. I don't know if I can do that.
Right. I mean, it depends on the couple.
Yeah. Hold on, buddy. Let me press
another question is, okay, say you want to do a relationship and y'all finally decide to move in. But he was paying bills before he moved in at his own apartment, and then he moved in with you, and he decided he don't want to pay bills. But y'all been together for like a year and a half, almost two. So what you going to do? Like, are you going to leave him? Are you going to tell him he got to go?
Neither one of them. We just going to sit down, and I'm telling him, like, look, when I was living here by myself, I was paying it by myself and I was fine with it. But then I have a second person in this house, we're going to have to contribute equally. You feel me? Like, it's not just going to be me paying all of this. So you're going to either do this or you're going to have to move back into your house, like, because move out. Because I'm not ready to be paying all of this for both of us to live. I mean, if it was different, if then, like, he lost his job for a certain amount of time, you feel me, and he just needs some leeway to get another job, I'm paying all of this. That's fine. But if you just in here, you working, and you not paying nothing, you not doing nothing, it's there. You got to go.
Okay. So what if he don't have a job, as you said, and then, you know, he basically going out and saying, oh, I'm looking for a job. How would you
I don't know about the situation. Honestly, I don't know, because if he lying about the situation, then
for real, I don't know. But if I ever find out that he's living with me and he's not trying to contribute to nothing, you have to get out. Unless I just automatically like, oh, you can stay with me. You don't gotta pay nothing. Then if that's the agreement, then that's saying. Then I can't bitch about that.
That would never be an agreement.
But if you,
because as a man, you're supposed to want to provide.
Exactly, and that's another thing. Like, if you don't want to provide, you don't want to do nothing, you just want to sun your ass, you're definitely not the man for me.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so I had somebody ask me, okay, so, like, what if you had two dudes that could possibly be your baby's father or whatever? Well, I say you do the DNA test on one of them. So, you know, if he don't be, then you already know.
Right, it's always the other one. I say you should, okay, if two possibilities, well, it's a possibility that two people could be your baby father. I feel like you should tell both of them for one. Make sure you tell both of them, because you don't want to be looking stuck. First of all, you don't want to go to one of them and be like, yes, you are my baby's father. And then when the DNA test come back, it's not even that. You feel me? So I'll dig me to be like, well, at the time we was doing this and the third, it was another dude, blah, blah, blah. So, you know what I'm saying? All that. Again, once the baby comes, get the DNA test or whatever. For real. If I ain't know who my baby daddy is, like it was between two or whatever, but I really was not sure, I wouldn't even say nothing. I wouldn't say nothing.
Girl,
I'll just wait until my baby come, because that's embarrassing for you to tell somebody that they're your baby's father and then it comes back proof that they're not. Like the baby come
and
out looking nothing like them. That's embarrassing.
Dude,
like, that is beyond embarrassing. So
especially
I wouldn't even say nothing.
Especially when they deny your baby and then you still could be in there and they still deny your baby. That's even more embarrassing.
Mm-hmm. More embarrassing. So,
like,
so say y'all females some trouble, y'all should just not, if y'all already know that you don't know who it is, keep that shit to y'all stuff. You know what I'm saying? Like, can't nothing go wrong if it's only you that know. That's like doing a crime by yourself. Can't nobody get in trouble if don't nobody know.
Mm-hmm.
But you feel me? So it's like, keep that shit to yourself. Everybody don't know gotta know your business. Yes, it's two possibilities that he could be your baby daddy and somebody else could be your baby daddy, but you don't know. Shit, they don't know. So go ahead, just go through your little pregnancy, because first of all, you bought that on yourself. So go through your little pregnancy and find out when the baby come out.
Well, sometimes it's not really the female fault. Because sometimes
no,
it be like, because, you know, sometimes, like, say, like, you had broken with your boyfriend or whatever, and then still, like, in the
you
time
had
frame test. Of that.
Yeah. But
another
dude, anytime, that's what I'm saying, though.
Yeah.
That little window right there is basically that female fault, you feel me? Because if you know you had a boyfriend and y'all was having unprotected sex, da-da-da-da, but then you go back, regardless of how long it was, a week, 2 weeks, 3 weeks, whatever, in between, and you have sex with somebody else, still, you brought that on yourself, you feel me? Because he had already did it. Y'all already had sex. And then you went right back and did the same thing with the next dude. So it's like, really,
well,
you did bring that on yourself.
To each his own. I mean, you can't judge the next person or what they
I'm
do.
Not, oh, no, I'm not. Come on, Tisha. You know me better than that. I don't judge no bad. I'm just saying we got to be realistic
I'm just
with
saying.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Facts and all that. I'm not judging no bad. I'm not throwing stars at nobody. I'm saying I'm not none of that. Oh, I'm not even that type of person. I'm just saying. But, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So, now would you say how you felt about it?
So, I think, like, I mean, if she chose to do that or whatever, you just have to be cautious about it, because, you know, that dude could have been in a relationship or whatever, and you can't just go and wreck a happy home.
Mm-hmm.
No, he's not going to say a happy home, because if he allowed
clearly,
you to come
if
in,
he was,
it really won't even
right.
happen.
Exactly.
That's another thing I want to talk about. People be like, oh, a home wrecker. What is a home wrecker?
It's no home record, because at the end of the day, your significant other opened the door for that person to come in. Like,
and you know how people be like, oh, I ain't got no girlfriend or whatever.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Like, people always want to blame the other girl.
When they really need just to just come.
Oh,
I got a question. Okay, so is a two dudes and a girl having sex, do you think that's the same thing as two? Okay, is a girl have? Hold on. I gotta get my question together. Okay, is two girls and a male having sex the same thing as a as two males and a girl and one female having sex?
You like, saying like two girls,
like, you know, okay,
and
you know
one
how
dude
they say
and two dudes and one girl.
Yeah. Like, is that the same thing? How you feel about it? Or is it wrong because of the female? It's like, you know what I'm saying, how they try to say females need more rules, they shouldn't be doing this and doing that. So how you feel about
it? Well, me personally, I wouldn't want to do two dudes because I feel like that's a train kind of. In my opinion, it's like a train because it's
like okay,
one dude and then another one and right after. I don't know.
So it's like dudes love girls so much. That's why they want two girls at the same time. Girls can love dudes so much. Why can't they get two dudes at one time? Like,
basically, both everybody getting a train ran on them. The dudes getting, but it's just, you know, in more in the public eye, it's better for two girls and one boy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But what you think?
Well, I think I'm grown, and I think if I want two niggas in my bed, it's gonna be two niggas in my bed. But no, I haven't done that.
I mean, I haven't met anyone.
I don't put nobody in my business or nothing like that.
Yeah.
But it's just like I feel like if she want to have two niggas in her bed, then shit.
Yeah.
Why not?
The mature people, and then if you know,
yeah,
keep it on
it's,
the low.
Right, it's the people that's grown, and then the people that's kids.
Mm-hmm.
For real, because I mean, I ain't even gonna say it's something like that, but I don't know.
Okay.
I'm just real open minded, so I don't be.
So, do you prefer guys that's older than you, or guys that's younger? Or
I definitely prefer they're older than me. Dudes that's younger than me, I'd say 2-3 years, 5 at the most.
I would say like 7 or 10.
You like older. I don't like older like that. I want you to grow up with me. Don't be trying to, grow up with me. Let's learn together.
Yeah. I mean, it's some cons to that. Like, you
mm-hmm.
know, they'll think you're like trying to treat you like their child or something.
Like, yeah,
like
you're a kid.
Chill out. Yeah, like chill out.
Mm-hmm.
We are equal. I'm not your child.
No, but I done met some younger dudes, like younger than me. They got the potential,
mm-hmm.
like they could be older.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But I don't think I could actually deal like be in a relationship because they like, I don't know.
See, I'll just say older guys because, okay, first of all, number one, some already know what they're doing. Two,
mm-hmm.
you don't have to spend time trying to tell them, okay, you're not supposed to do that or whatever, because they already know.
Right.
They got their outside system. And
right.
Three, it's because they already know, you know, what some
mm-hmm.
already
what
know what you
like.
What you want. Yeah, like, they don't
mm-hmm.
sit here and be like, okay, say, you know, girls like to go out and eat. They already know. They're playing something. Be like, okay, come on, get dressed, or, hey, what do you want
but,
to eat? Not, bro, is you hungry?
Mm-hmm.
Like, what the
right.
hell?
Right.
Yeah.
But it just depends on who you choose. Like I said, I met people younger than me, dudes younger than me that had the potential to be older than what they really was. So it just depends.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I like the fact, honestly, I like teaching people shit. So, like, if you're around that age or younger than me or whatever, that I can teach you something, you feel me? And, but I like for people to
mm-hmm.
teach me stuff, too. So it's like when we both can learn from each other, it's better than
mm-hmm.
being that. You know what I'm saying? Like, you my age or a couple years old, it's like, I've been to you a couple years old, you might know a little bit some more than me. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, I just like to
well, both of us can teach each other problems.
Yeah. Yeah, that's my type of relationship right there, girl. Oh, my goodness, for real.
Love, we done went over.
Well, anyway, I guess we're so we want to get into this interview because we were just talking and talking and talking. So we're going to get in this this interview with Young Brick. He's a rapper out of RVA. Oh, but first, we're going to do a music break. We're going to play his song by him. And I know a lot of people, some people asked me on Facebook today and was like, what's the name of the song? And I told them they got to tune in. So hopefully they listen. If not, then they're not going to do it. Okay, we're going to go to the song. It's called Right Now. And we'll be right back, and then we're going to go to the interview.
Young nigga getting rich right now. I'ma fuck a nigga bitch right now. Fuck around and hit a lick right now. Finna smoke another zip right now. Give this money fuck a bitch right now. All my niggas getting lit right now. Got a thotty doing tricks right now. She gon' suck a nigga dick right now. Young nigga getting rich right now. I'ma fuck a nigga bitch right now. Fuck around and hit a lick right now. Finna smoke another zip right now. Give this money fuck a bitch right now. All my niggas getting lit right now. Got a thotty doing tricks right now. She gon' suck a nigga dick right now.
I gotta get this money right now. Niggas gonna kick you when you down. RVA on the map right now. 21-7 is my year right now. Paper chaser can't stop right now. For my son I gotta grind hard now. If a nigga talking tough right now. Then I'm letting off 30 rounds. I was lost but now I am found. Grind for my squad cause I know they down. I was broke as fuck, I ain't have a way. Barely fresh in school so they tried to clown. Bitches that are rejecting me, now I'm a rich man. They all over me, I said rich man, that's RMC. Duke said to be the best you could be. Flow retarded like I'm in special ed. I'm a paper chaser, second loaf of bread. Yo bitch gave me some dumb talk, then she turned it into great. They hit me and Brick, we in this bitch like a tampon and we killing this shit. Got real G's down to catch a body, aim is accurate, they don't ever miss.
Nah.
Yes, all my niggas, they train to go, I bang 7-4, just so you know, been at the bottom for so long, something had to change, so it was time to show.
Yeah.
These niggas can't fuck with me at the top of the game like Monopoly, Jordan fly high and watch over me, RP, and once again, we will meet.
Young nigga getting rich right now,
I'm a fucking nigga bitch right now,
fuck around and hit a lick right now,
finna smoke another zip right now,
give
this money for the bitch
right now,
all my niggas getting lit right now, got a thought of doing tricks right now,
she gon'
suck a nigga dick right now. Young nigga getting rich right now. I'm a fucking nigga bitch
right now.
Fuck around and hit a lick
right now.
Finna smoke another zip right now. Get this money fuck a bitch
right now.
All my niggas getting lit right now.
Right.
Got a thought he doing tricks right now.
Break.
He gon' suck a nigga dick
right now.
Young Brick gotta get it right now. Yo bitch I'ma hit it
right now.
All this money gotta spend it right now. Got a problem I can end it right now. Niggas hating is my time
right now.
Can't stop my fucking grind right now. Got too much on the line
right now.
Got money on my mind right now.
I
been grinding for cash is the 8 to 10, like the Cascade 7, it's my time to win. Niggas try to hold me back and try to let me in. They wanna see me dead or in the fucking pen. Roll a blunt with my shorty just to ease the pain. Got a nigga so high, think I'm on the plane. While a nigga still alive, I'ma stack the chains. R.I.P. my nigga, well, this shit will never change. Foreign cars, gotta get it right now. For my dogs, I'ma get it right now. For my fam, gotta get it
right now.
Don't give a damn, I'ma get it right now. Two blunts, light it up right now. Bad bitches, gotta hit it
right now.
These riches, I'ma get it
right now.
These riches, I'ma get it right now.
Ha!
Gotta get it, you know I gotta get it. Yeah, gotta get it, you know I gotta get it. These bitches want my riches, they can't fucking get it. Your girlfriend, you know that I'ma fucking hit it.
Young nigga
getting rich right now. I'ma fucking nigga bitch right now. Fuck around and hit a lick right now. Finna smoke another zip right now. Give this money for the bitch right now. All my niggas getting lit right now. Got a thought he doing tricks right now. She gon' suck a nigga dick right now. Young nigga getting rich right now. I'ma fucking nigga bitch right now. Fuck around and hit a lick right now. Finna smoke another zip
right now.
Give this money for the bitch
right now.
All my niggas getting lit right now. Got a thought he doing tricks right now. She gon' suck a nigga dick right now.
Oh, and we're back. And the interview, as I said before we went to music break, that we're going to be interviewing Young Brick, and he's straight out of RVA, a local artist. And here he is.
Hey, yo, what's going on, y'all?
Okay. There we go. Okay, so we're going to get straight in this interview. We don't cut no corners, and we don't sugarcoat things. So, with that being said, what made you want to become a rapper?
I mean, I've really been into music basically my whole life and shit, you know what I'm saying? But, like, when I was real small, at first I was into singing. Like, my mom, she used to always play Michael Jackson around me all the fucking time. So I didn't know all of Michael Jackson songs when I was real little. And, like, she bought me a tape recorder thing when I was, like, five so I could, like, sing it to it and shit and make my own little kiddie songs and stuff. And then, like, once I got a little older, I started listening to rap. And around my age, like, when I was, like, around, like, eight, that's when, like, Lil Bow Wow was out and, like, Lil Romeo and shit. So I started, like, listening to, like, rap and shit. And I started trying to copy them. Like, I wanted to be, like, Bow Wow, had a brace and shit. Like, I think all those niggas wanted to be like them. Like, so then I got a little older. I started listening to, like, Wayne and 50 Cent, like G-Unit, all that type, that era and shit. And that's what really got me starting to listen to rap. And then I started, like, probably when I was, like, in sixth grade, I started, like, writing my own little raps and shit and, like, just spitting, freestyling to myself. But then, like, when I got into high school, that's when I met this old friend of mine and shit. And he was like that he wanted to start rapping and shit, but he wanted somebody to, like, be his man, like, to be his partner and shit. So I was like, fuck it, I'll do that shit with you. And then we started a little group called SOS and shit. So you might remember that shit, like.
Yeah, I remember that. Well, y'all, you and Clayton and them.
Yeah, so me and my nigga Clayton, we started this group and shit, and we used to rap together and shit. And when we was like 17, but in, like, we wanted to start going to the studio, but we ain't know nobody that had a studio and shit. So I guess Clayton, he knew somebody at school that had a studio at his crib, and it happened to be Wag. So this is when I met Wag. Wag was like 14. Like, he was a little ass nigga, but he already knew how to engineer and produce. He already knew how to do all that shit at such a young age. So I was like, so that shit really impressed me, because I'm older than the Wag. Like, so when he was like 14, I was like 18 already. So he a little nigga to me, but I'm just like, yo, this little nigga know how to record. This nigga know how to produce beats and shit. So I started fucking with him, and he's just been my nigga ever since then. Like, basically his home became my second home. If I wasn't at home, or if I wasn't at work, I was at Wag Crib, like, making music and shit. So me and Clayton, we was just, like, rocking. We was doing shows together. We was putting songs out on Facebook and YouTube, like, everything out all the fucking time and shit. And we had got a little buzz and shit, but then, like, I don't know, like, I just stopped fucking with it. Like, I got kind of bored of, like, rapping and shit. Like, that shit wasn't fun to me no more. Like, when we first started, that shit was fun to me and exciting and shit. Like, we was getting followers and, like, getting our buzz up and shit. But then it started getting whacked to me. So I was like, man, fuck this shit. So then, like, I stopped rapping and shit. I stopped rapping for, like, a good year, maybe a year and a half. I was like, yo, fuck that shit. But then, like, maybe, like, 2 months, maybe, yeah, this was, like, last year. It looked like 2 months before Wag had passed. Like, I was chilling with Wag and shit. And, like, we was, like, hey, look, we was just in his studio playing around and shit. We was, like, hey, let's make a song. So me and Wag had made a song together and shit. And then, like, when me and Wag had made the song together, it brought back old memories of when I used to be in the studio at his crib, like, every day, like, writing and shit. So I was like, fuck it. I think I'm going to start fucking with this shit again. And then, unfortunately, you know, a couple months later, that's when he, like, passed away and shit. And then, you know, that shit fucked me all up. So
yeah, rest in peace to Wag.
You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, RIP my nigga Wag. So then, like, after that shit happened, like, I basically was, like, I mean, everybody that knew Wag knew that he, like, was a hustler. This nigga grinded. He was doing his little DJing thing, had a studio. So, like, I just wanted to, like, for him and for his family, because I'm really close with his family and his mother, I was, like, I just felt like I wanted to do something with my life and do something with, like, try to better my life and, like, start a career and try to finish, like, a legacy that he didn't get a chance to, like, start. I mean, that he didn't get a chance to finish. Like, I just wanted, like, carry on his legacy and shit.
Okay, another question. Are you guys, did you just went around in circles? You nervous?
Huh? Hey,
are you nervous?
No, I ain't nervous.
You sure? You don't have to be nervous. Like, because you just kept saying one word. And I'm like,
that's
if you say that word
that's
one more
it.
Time, I'm going to jump through this phone and I'm going to wring his neck.
No, but so basically, out of all that, you want to pursue your rapper career because, you know what I'm saying, you want to take on Wig, you know what I'm saying, his legacy. You want to keep going and, you know what I'm saying, do what you like to do, basically.
Yeah, basically. Because, like, I felt like when he was here, nobody pushed me with the music shit more than he did. Like, he used to, like, motivate me and shit with the shit. So
right.
I just feel like I just want to carry on what he used to motivate me to do.
Right. Okay. So other than Wag, you got any other big motivations, like, that encourage you to do better or do more than what you're doing?
I mean, my family, like, I want to, like, there's a lot of people in my family that are successful and it's, like, doing big things with their life and shit. So I feel like with my music, that's my gift, that's my talent that I can use to become successful as well, because I don't want to be that cousin or that nephew that's 30-some years old still fucking living with my mom.
And don't got
like,
nothing going on.
Yeah, shit like that, like. Fuck all
mm-hmm.
that. So I'm trying to take this rapper shit seriously so I can make something with myself. Like,
okay, so where you see yourself in the next 5 years? Like, what you got planned, or what do you want to have planned? Like, what do you want to have in order for the next 5 years?
In 5 years from now, hopefully position where I've created a way big enough buzz that I'm known with my music pretty much all around the country. I'm doing shows all around the country. I'm making a good income for myself and for my family and shit. Hopefully that happens sooner than 5 years. I'm hoping that happens within like the next year and a half, because like honestly, I feel like I need to get the fuck out of Richmond for that to happen. So I plan on moving to Atlanta by the end of this year so I could like take off with my shit for real.
Okay, go ahead.
So as far as your rap career, do you think that you changed your image in a certain way to reach, you know, different kind of people?
I wouldn't say that I changed my image for this shit, but I would feel like I might have changed the way that I make music, because I know that the younger generation, they're not influenced by, like, kids these days, they're not influenced by Pac and Biggie and shit. They're influenced by, like, the Migos and, like, niggas that's out
right
now. So, like, I listen,
people
like, I fuck with, like, yeah, like, Migos, Future, niggas like them and shit. So I be listening to, like, Future and the Migos and shit, and I fuck with their music hard, too. And, like, I try to make songs that are, like, more familiar with the sound of today, that so kids will be able to catch on to the shit like fast too, because the majority of your fans is going to be the younger generation.
Mhm. Right. So if you was just giving, let's $50,000. What would you do with it?
If I was given $50,000.
Yeah, if you was given $50,000 to do whatever you wanted to do with it, what would you do with it?
I would probably invest it into my music. Like, I would invest it to get the best equipment to record music with as possible. I would invest it to, like, get connected with, like, celebrities and shit so I can get my name out there and, like, bigger name artists. I can be able to work with bigger name artists and shit because, like, this industry ain't free. Like, you can't fuck with these niggas for free. Like, money talks. So, like, I want to be able to hit up the Migos or some shit, be like, yo, I got 10 racks for all three of y'all niggas. I want y'all hopping this song with me. And then they'd be like,
mm-hmm.
all right, bet. And then, like, so that's what I would
take
do with my money, invest into myself.
Okay. Do you have, you know, any, like, local artists in Richmond that you would like to work with or that you wouldn't mind working with?
Right now, currently... maybe a couple. I'm still cool with I'm still cool with Trey Arthur. You know him, right, T?
Trey Arthur. Yeah, I know him.
Yeah, I'm real cool with him. I've been cool with him for the longest, so I still work with him from time to time. That's my nigga. Y'all heard of Crazy Hefner?
No, I haven't heard of
him. It's this artist out of RVA. His name is Crazy Hefner. Y'all know A Boogie had came down here like a couple weeks ago and shit, and he opened up for A Boogie and shit. So, I mean, he kind of got his name out there a little bit. But that's another artist I wouldn't mind working with. But, I mean, it's not really too many artists in this city that, like, I feel like I could cooperate with. Because I feel like niggas around here, like, they don't want to see you make it. Like, they just, like,
want to bring
you down. Like, niggas don't want to work together around here. Like, niggas just want to be the best and drag other niggas down and shit.
You should try and change that. It just takes one person to be a leader and the rest gonna follow. If you put it out there that, you know what I'm saying? For real, honestly, if you ask me, I feel like Richmond, y'all need to link up. Like, because it's a lot of people in Richmond that got talent. Like, I didn't met a whole lot of Richmond rappers, singers, all that. And y'all can go somewhere, but it's like y'all don't want to see each other do good. So y'all not putting y'all talents together to make sure that everybody can get out, not just one person.
And I feel like when niggas just see you starting to make moves, they want to either take your life, like what they did with Wag, or like,
yeah, they hate.
It's just
they
crazy.
Hate.
They just want to hate on you. That shit crazy.
Mm-hmm. Nobody want to see nobody doing good. I know.
Okay. So you're, as you said, you used to be in like SOS. Do y'all still make music together? Or y'all just went your separate ways?
I basically went my separate ways when it comes to, like, the music part with him. Like, I haven't made a song with him probably in, like, 3 years. But I still, because he moved back to New York and shit. So he don't even live around here no more. So that's when we, like, kind of fell off with the music. Because, like, 3 years ago, he moved back up top and shit. So it was kind of hard for us to, like, do music together because I'm all the way down here. He all the way in New York and shit. So we attempted to still make it work. Like, I went out to New York to make music with him, like, 2 or 3 times. But it started to just be too much. I was like, it was just too much back and forth traveling and shit just to do music. I was like, fuck it. Like,
yeah.
Right. So I was like, fuck, I might as well just try my own thing.
Yeah. So tell the people a little bit about yourself.
Alright, well, like I said, like, I go by Young Brick and shit, and niggas that really know me, they know me by Jamar. And, like, I grew up out here in Ryko. I went to Hermitage, you know what I'm saying, graduated back in 2010. Graduated with your brother, Corey, you know what I'm saying. I just saw that nigga the other day, too. I just saw that nigga, like, last week out in the field.
Yeah.
But
birthday.
I know. I just saw that nigga happy birthday earlier today. But, you know what I'm saying, after I graduated from Herm, I tried the college shit. College, like, going out to chase stars and shit, that shit won't really for me. I tried it for, like, a year. I wasn't really fucking with it. So then after that, I was just, like, working random jobs and just trying to get my music shit popping for real, for real.
So are you working on anything now? Like, is any songs, mixtapes, albums, anything about to drop, doing any shows, anything?
Yeah, I'm in the process of working on a mixtape right now called Bag Season. And, the song that y'all just played earlier, the Right Now song, that's, like, one of the first songs that I recorded, like, recently for my mixtape. And I got probably, like, 6 or 7 songs that I got to record. And then I'm going to probably drop 1 or 2 songs out of the mixtape to release as singles. And then I'm going to officially drop the mixtape probably, hopefully, in May, by May.
What's the name of it? You got a name for
it? Yeah, it's called Bag Season.
Okay, and what influenced you to name it that?
Because, like, I just felt like this year is my time to, like, get in my bag and, like, really pop off with this music shit.
Right,
so
yeah,
I was like,
okay,
fuck it. Yeah. I just feel like the time is now. Like, I'm not getting no younger.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Right,
so, oh, excuse me.
so do you plan on doing like shows or anything? Like,
yeah,
you know,
basically, yeah, because I basically, a couple of days ago, I signed a management deal, like not no record label type shit, but I got a manager and I signed to a managed company and shit. So basically, like I said, I'm working on these songs and shit for my mixtape, and then once I like record a couple of more tracks, I'm gonna start booking like shows and shit. Like my manager's gonna handle all that shit. Like she's gonna like book shows for me and shit.
Do you have any videos out there? Are you getting videos?
Not right now. I don't got no recent videos. I got videos on YouTube from when I was, like, in fucking high school from SOS and shit, but I don't got no recent shit. But with these new songs that I'm recording and the process of doing, I'm going to shoot videos for them. I'm going to probably shoot my first video next month.
Oh, well, you know, you got two people that will be
yeah.
in that. Yeah, you know. Don't act like
that.
You don't know, but you know.
I know. I'll be teaching.
Okay. You better. So when time come, I want to hear no. Oh, who wants in that video? Oh, you already got guaranteed people. You better stop playing.
I got y'all.
You want to tell everybody how they can find you?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
and tell them about
your
SoundCloud and whatever. Yeah.
Yeah. If y'all want to reach me on social media, on the book, it's Young Brick, YOUNG, and IG. It's dreadhead underscore brick. My snap, same thing, dreadhead underscore brick. And that's about it. I don't really like fuck with Twitter no more. So that's the main social medias I'd be using. And and for YouTube, I haven't really uploaded my new songs. Like I haven't even uploaded that song yet. I haven't even put that song out yet. That's the first time that it got played. So probably in the next week or two. Like, my YouTube page is under construction, but probably in the next week or two, I'll be putting up my new shit. And my YouTube channel is Dreadhead Brick, too.
Well, y'all better go stand,
so,
y'all. He's great.
So, we got a few minutes. So, I know acquiring minds want to know out there. They don't. I got a little bug in my ear. So, they want to know, are you single and are you looking?
Nah, I got a girl.
So, that means
strictly business. Strictly business.
Yeah.
Oh, dead right there. Like... Oh, my goodness. So
well, yeah,
I
like that
song.
How long have we been together? We've been together for a year and a half.
Oh, y'all brand new.
That's cute.
Exactly. I got 4 years in the game. 4 years.
God damn. Shit, this is the longest relationship I've ever had. Like, relationships don't be lasting these days.
Right.
Good. But yeah, I was listening to y'all.
Okay.
I was listening to y'all questions and shit earlier. Like y'all had me dying. With some topics, like
what? You wanna piggyback on some of them questions?
Look, Tisha,
I mean, we can.
Somebody had told me that you was the good angel on the shoulder, and I'm the bad angel on the shoulder.
Who said that?
I will talk to you later about it. But.
Well,
they like you come with the good, and I come with the bad.
She do be rubbing off on people.
Yeah, but go ahead, Brie. Go ahead, piggyback.
That's why we don't get together all the time.
Because I'm the bad one.
Like, what was that one Jane y'all was talking about? Like, the two dudes, the two girls, like that shit.
Oh.
Right. How you feel about that? Is that the same thing or is that like totally different?
I mean, in my opinion, I feel like it's different, but just because I just feel like there's always been a double standard with between men and women, and I just feel like even though it in a way is kind of wrong, like niggas are still gonna feel that way. Like it's a double standard. It's different. Like I can't really explain why it's different. but it's just different. It's, like, you know how, like, if a nigga fuck a million girls, they that nigga. But if a girl fuck a million dudes, she a fucking thot. Like, she's the biggest thot in the world. Like,
exactly. That's why I was like, it's like a moral thing. But I'm not going to knock her because she want to have, you know what I'm saying, because she want to have two dudes in her bed. Like,
she want to have fun.
She want to have fun, but she don't like girls. So she's not going to invite another girl to her bed. She's going to invite another dude to her bed. So, you know, it's like contradicting. It's like a moral kind of thing. So, you know.
I think it's depending on the person or, you know, how they look at the situation.
Exactly.
Some people are mature and some people are not. So.
Mm-hmm. Or true. People just, they look so deep into what other people think when it's like, those people not paying your bills, those people's not, you know what I'm saying, it don't matter what they thinking. It's just how you feel. Like, once you do it, how are you going to feel about yourself after it?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And it goes, and you know, that goes to, like, breastfeeding, too. Like, you can't do that in public or whatever.
Right.
But
with the breastfeeding thing, though, I don't think a female should actually pull her titties out and just be breastfeeding. At least cover it.
Sure.
You know what I mean? Like, you can go ahead and pull it out and breast, because I didn't dare say like that. I didn't breastfeed say in public, but I cover myself. I don't, it's not right for you to walk around with your breast out. That's why you wear a shirt. That's why you have on a bra. Because, you know what I mean?
But my thing is, it don't matter if you do cover it. Like, some people just be like, oh, you can't, because one man was like, I was covering everything. He was like, do you see me eating? And I said, don't you see her eating?
Right.
Get up out of my face. Like, come
see,
on.
See, like, yeah,
you,
it's not.
Eat too.
Yeah, it's not that big of a deal. Like, that's natural. Like, you know what I'm saying? That's what she's supposed to do. But I do, it's a respect. Like, I do, if it's people around, children around, whatever, okay, cover yourself. But for you to tell me that I can't feed my child right here, no, you got me bit. Like,
exactly.
I'm not going to the bathroom to feed my baby. I'm not ready to smell pee and all this other stuff to feed my child. No.
And my thing is, why should I have to go to the bathroom and feed my child? You don't go to the bathroom and eat.
You don't go to the bathroom
and
eat. Exactly.
Exactly.
So I just feel like to sum all that up, to keep all that drama and extra, you know what I'm saying, ass looking and people doing all this extra stuff, just put a blanket over it. You know what I'm saying? Like, whatever.
Because one dude was on this, it's like a breastfeeding page or whatever, and he was like, I don't know if it's right or wrong, but when my girlfriend go in public and she's breastfeeding that child, I feel like she's a slut.
Mm-mm.
I'm like, bruh, that's your girl.
And that's how your baby eating. Why are you worried about her putting her tail out? You feeding your baby at the end of the day, or she's feeding your baby at the end of the day. Like, you can't pull out your tail and feed her, so. Like,
exactly.
It's all these questions that we're talking about, everything, it's just a maturity thing and a, like, it's just people just being in that wrong state of mind. People just crazy.
You know, the crazy thing I thought about breastfeeding, it's like when you say, like, you want to have sex with some a dude and then you just think about your child and all your breasts and just all that. I'm like, bro, I'll be thinking about that. Like,
I ain't want no bad mess with my boobies. Like, nah, because what if some milk skirt got squirted out of something? Like, nah.
Girl.
Don't touch these.
That, I don't know. It's like that would be, I don't know. I think it depends on the guy because some people would be like, oh, it's okay. You know, some dude would be like, what the fuck?
Right, exactly. Exactly.
What do you think, Inquirer Minds want to know? Quiet on the line.
Right, got real quiet.
I was just listening, like, about the breastfeeding thing.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I don't think most people in the general public want to visually see somebody breastfeeding their child in public. Like, it would just be kind of like,
you feel like it shouldn't happen. Breastfeeding in public just shouldn't happen.
I don't think not in public. Like, I don't see why they, like, can't go to, like, the restroom or, like, just somewhere private, more private than just outside, out in the open somewhere. Like,
you want us to go outside and see
Even if she's covered, though, even if she has a cover over her, it's still a problem. Like, but if, okay, if a girl come outside with her boobies showing or whatever, you will be like, oh, you know what I'm saying? You'll be hyped to see that, right? You will let her walk through the mall with her boobs hanging halfway out, her boobie, all her titties,
exactly.
Or her bra.
Exactly.
But
that's different,
a woman
though,
can't.
Like.
No, it's not different.
What's
a woman
different
can't come
it?
See her child. I don't get
What's
it.
Different about it? The difference.
Okay,
I think
there's a
the
difference,
difference
between.
She have a baby hanging from one.
I mean, basically, yeah. Like,
oh
who wants
God.
To really see
oh
that? Like.
So you have you ever thought about maybe what if your mama had breastfed too, and she had a hard
and
time
you was hungry. And you was hungry. Would you want her to have to go somewhere else a mile away because somebody don't want you want her to feed her in front of you, feed you in front of her?
I know he feel like we coming for you.
We ain't coming for you. I just want questions. I mean, I just need answers.
No, no, no. I mean, I would have. I don't know. Maybe. I don't know. She could go to the bathroom or something somewhere private.
Okay. All right. So what if your girlfriend? What if? Y'all decide to have a child, and she chose to breastfeed, and you would want her to go in private to feed your child.
To feed your baby.
Yeah.
Can you change it?
Why? What if she's hungry and she's trying to eat at the same time?
Okay, so what if y'all out to eat, you and your girlfriend, y'all out eating? And but your girlfriend got to before y'all even got to the table, she had to go out and feed the baby because you didn't want her to do it in front of, you know what I'm saying? So then boom, y'all lost y'all spot. You wouldn't feel no type of way. You wouldn't be like, just put that over her and we just gonna go sit down. You wouldn't feel like that, or you gonna just be like, man, we done lost the spot. We gotta wait another 30 minutes.
Yo, niggas in my phone got me dying. They're like, what the fuck? But yo, they are weak off these questions. But I don't know. I just feel like for the general public, most people just really want to see that shit. So I wouldn't, me personally, I wouldn't really care. But I'm just talking about, like, the general public. I don't think most people would want to actually see that in, like, public. I wouldn't
care.
Oh, my
God. Okay, listen. So y'all don't want to see that, but y'all let Nicki Minaj go to Fashion Week with her titty hanging out. All she had was a piece of tape on her nipple.
She don't got no newborn sucking on her nipples though. Like
you don't know
weird.
Who she got.
I mean, but they're eating. It ain't like they actually doing something sexual. It's natural for a baby to beat off her mom's boobs. Like,
yeah,
true.
See, the only reason I think is that way is because dudes so used to, you know, being that as a sexual thing.
Mm-hmm, right.
Facts.
I know. Mm-hmm. I don't want you to feel like you left out, so I brought another dude in for you.
Like, why can't I
what's
do that?
What's up? What's up? Nah. Well, see, you brought another dude in, but me and him gonna disagree a little bit.
I mean, hey.
True.
But nah. This is how I feel. Like, in the day. Yeah, I don't mind women breastfeeding in public, but the thing is, don't get mad if people are staring. People are going to stare. It's
right.
Something that's not that, that's just going to throw people off. Because that's the problem. It's not the problem that you're breastfeeding. It's the fact of people are like, they're so gross. They're looking at me. I'm just trying to feed my baby, blah, blah, blah. People going
to
look.
Yeah, there's not many people choose that option. Everybody choose formula.
Hey, in the day, if it's a nice movie, we going to fucking look. It is what it is.
Look, see, I don't mind the point people staring. My point is...
Man,
if
it's a nice
opinion.
One, fuck it. You say the hell you want to say about me. I'm looking.
Yeah, but I don't even think necessarily it's the point of people looking because, of course, if a boobie is out, people going to look. It's just the fact that don't tell me to move and go somewhere where I'm trying to feed my child. I'm not ready to go to a bathroom where it's smelling like this, that, the third, and my baby trying to eat. No, I'm not ready to sit in the bathroom and let her eat. I'm going to stay right here. So that's why I was just like, okay, if you just cover yourself, then that's acceptable. You know what I'm saying? Even if she don't cover herself, you still feeding the baby. I don't care. Me personally, whatever, I'm going to just walk right past. I breastfeed. I know how it goes. So...
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like I think you're out in the park or something. For instance, you're out in the park and you like, I think that's a spot. Yes, that's natural. Because and people just gotta have that conversation. Because people are like, well, them kids present and all that. Man, you got to have the conversation.
I mean, I don't think you
hey,
can do
guess
it
what?
Like
Mommy used to do that to you.
Right, exactly.
I don't think you can do it around kids because I saw a video on Facebook and this girl had a little baby doll. And she put baby doll to her little breast and was like, look, Mommy, I'm doing what you was doing. Mm-mm.
But I think that's cute. I think that's cute.
Yeah, it is a different color.
Because she's not putting a male to her boobies and, you know what I'm saying, getting it for affection or pleasure and then like that. She's actually feeding her baby. Like, instead of putting a bottle to her mouth, she's putting a breast in her mouth. And the same thing, like, it's the same thing, you know what I'm saying? You won't, like, she was taking it out of character or doing nothing wrong. She was just doing what her mom did, like, her.
But you know what? I'd rather personally breastfeeding than doing that picture that old girl was doing that had the internet going crazy last week. And then now it got worse because I don't know if y'all saw that Sierra picture, man.
Oh, yeah.
That's too much. That's way too much to me. Like, people were talking about that one. No, this is way too much. You thought Future was tripping before. Now he going to really be tripping. He going to lose
that boy
it
is naked. Got balls on titties. You know what? That's too much.
Why can't people do what they're doing? Do shit for you. If that's a cute thing you want to do, then keep that in your fucking house. Everything not for fucking from public consumption. I had positive vibes go to my page for the most part today. I'm like, let me keep the positive vibes going. Because all of a sudden, we're going to get an argument.
Yeah.
Okay,
but.
Yeah.
So, y'all.
Well, I don't know what sparked this lately. Like, people want to. Now, this is a thing. Like, people are making this a thing. But basically,
yeah,
man, because I'll flip it on the flip side. You brought, just like you talking about boobies being looked at a certain way. I mean, people giving breastfeed a certain way. It go to this on the opposite spectrum. Okay, so it's cute when weird stuff like we're doing, like a mother is butt ass naked with her child sitting on top of her butt ass naked, or a fucking stepdad hiding underneath her ass. And his fucking stepchild up in the damn air naked.
Yeah,
but if a bottle is doing something naked, all of a sudden, where's her character? All this, all of a sudden, she's a fucking slut. She's a hoe.
Right.
All this.
Right.
I don't fucking get it.
I'm gonna tell y'all. If I feel comfortable being naked, so I'm gonna be naked. Okay.
Okay.
I think that's what they're trying to do, though. I think that's what they
since you're comfortable being naked, we wear those old pictures.
Oh, you can catch me in Playboy.
I'm catching her in the bedroom.
Whoa. Wait a minute. Every time I unmute my phone and y'all had me chime in, y'all always start. Everybody takes a dark turn every time.
No, because you always had a little
conversation. No, it don't be me. It be you. Y'all started. Yeah, this is what y'all always do. Y'all take it there. Last week, y'all did
no,
it.
No,
this week, y'all
it
did
was
it.
Not
nah,
me.
Nah.
It won't even me.
Y'all, see what I got there with Young Brick every week?
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. I feel your pain. I definitely feel your pain.
Like, you see, they were angels, and all of a sudden, that just went a hold up.
Go left.
That went left real quick. Wait a minute.
I'm just saying, though.
It's after hour, hour. After hour.
Oh yeah, it is. It is. It is in the after hour hours of the show. It is. Mm-hmm. It is when y'all start acting up. Goodness.
What? Acting up? No.
Acting up. Y'all do.
We don't act up.
Well, you know what? Speaking of which, what was he talking about? The other day on a Monday show, on yesterday's show was Monday show. Because we do something called a six every week, a list. Yesterday our list was six things that identify, six signs that identify that your friend is a thot in your group.
Yeah,
some really petty
about?
Shit. Okay, so I'm gonna give you some of the signs me and Nate said yesterday. If she always wear them hair store flip flops.
Oh,
she's a thot in your group.
I
you can hear her come from a mile away. Clap, 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 clap.
I got one.
We did go out on the dudes too. We said, or the dudes always wearing hoop shorts. If every time you see this dude, he always wearing hoop shorts and
Nike
flip-flops. Slides. He the fucking thot in the group too.
Yeah. First of all, he ain't balling, so he need to retire them.
Yeah, if she wear 5-inch hoops, she's the hoe in the group.
I got you. And if she wearing body suits, bro, all the time, she's a hoe.
Because
all she got to do is sit it down. Why are you so weak, man?
I have a person in my head, and I'll be good. I'm going to be good. I'm saved, Lord.
Don't be petty.
I'm not gonna do it.
Do y'all talk about weight? I need to be petty.
No, I'm not airing nobody. Out today. I'm being good.
I ain't doing it. I got another one. You go to the club with them and they know how much the drink costs before you even ask. Yeah. You can know they are. They be in the club too much.
In the club too much.
Exactly. They always use the dog filter on Snapchat. They decide the group.
I don't fuck with the filters. If she can wear
no clothes basically to the club in the wintertime, yeah,
and no drawers. Yeah.
And now you got the new dog filter. What's that new shit? Where there's like the mask.
The one that
That's the thought filter.
I'm telling you,
pay attention. Most of the chicks that use that filter be thotting like a mug.
Mm-hmm. But I like the flower filter, and they try to say that was a thought filter.
It is, because she ain't got no edges.
She ain't got no edges.
Mm-hmm.
You said it is because she ain't got no weapons.
No edges. That's the people who use the flower filter.
Oh, man.
There goes my edges.
That's what they say.
Yeah, that's what they say. My edges
well,
full,
I don't
baby.
Use no filter for real.
I don't be trying to use Nappy. I don't be using Nappy. But that's the only filter I use. I get on there and use that.
Mm-hmm.
That's the only time some of people makeup be done when they use that filter.
Do it. I'm not doing this with y'all tonight, okay?
I'm just here to tell it like it is. Somebody got to tell the fucking truth. I'm just here to tell the truth. That's what the list is for every week. We're just trying to educate people. We're not trying to alienate them.
And you say, how you think a girl is a thot. She try to fit in, so she be the wannabe lesbian.
You throw a shot.
Yeah, she always hashtag bisexual, hashtag let's be honest.
Let's be honest, you're not gay.
No, I hate the things that be on Facebook all the time, like let's be freaky, like my status, well, let's be freaky,
mm-hmm.
or let's be this, or let's be that, like, girl.
Because
it ain't that many less be freakies in the world.
Mm-mm.
You know, your girl is a thot in the group, and every time it's time for y'all to take pictures in the club, she always the first one to volunteer to bend over her ass in the front. And she always the one that volunteer. Ding, 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 thot.
If you can't find no, if you can't figure out who the thought in your group is, you 9 times out of 10.
Can't figure out who that is.
Oh my god.
I got another one. The one that always say, "Girl, I used to talk to him. He was the one
friend
that
talked to everybody."
Exactly.
The friend that always got a story about a nigga, like.
Exactly.
Bitch, what nigga have you not met?
What the fuck? Thank you.
God damn, can I have my nigga?
You know you're the thought that she the thought in the group. And every time it's time to go out, you're like, "Girl, I'll take your shower before we go out." But she always do wash offs. Yeah, she's the thought in the group.
Yeah.
She always do.
Funny.
Or every
y'all
time you hang out,
the
like
group is the one that always swerves from the group before the club. Like,
mm-hmm. In the club, exactly. Oh, girl,
you lose her in the club.
Quick.
Like, what the hell? She went.
Mhm.
The fuck she went to? She gone.
Oh, the one that everybody know in the club.
Hey,
right.
Girl. Hey.
Oh, this my brother.
She got morning breath at ten p.m.
The ones that all they got
they
all
ain't no morning breath. That's dick and pussy breath.
Oh my god! First of all, I don't get that close to smell anybody breath. Okay.
Yeah,
I don't want you that close.
But just swerve on y'all.
You know who is that? The one who always put up the most sex quotes on.
Man, they always Facebook and Instagram. Goodness.
Great. Yeah, we going in.
Mood is. They
because
always
don't
hashtag mood as fuck.
Don't be petty.
Always
don't
mood.
Be petty. You be a bitch.
Bro, EDC, he know what I'm talking about. It's always they move, bro. It's always they fucking move.
Like every 2 hours, like.
Or the ones that sit up on the damn sink. Every picture they sitting up on the sink, like, bro.
Oh, y'all being petty now. Y'all being petty. Somebody is so insane.
No, there's levels to that. There's thought and there's ratchet thought. If they get
yeah.
they sit on the sink and they shit dirty as fuck, they the ratchet thought.
Yeah, let me tell y'all something I do. When every time somebody
see,
sees a picture they put on Facebook, I be the one to zoom in and look at the background. I don't know.
Me
I just
too.
Zoom in and look at the background. I don't know why. I just it's just
all
it's just a
zoom
habit.
In, but it be it. I always analyze the whole picture. Like,
mm-hmm.
Always analyze the whole picture. See everything in the background. Is that a condom on the floor? Wait a minute.
Exactly.
or another one we say, okay, this one was really petty. We would say, she always trying to make YouTube videos twerking or Instagram, whatever, making videos
oh, yeah,
twerking. And she always got on dirty draws. She got unnecessary ass. I'm sweating. She a bodysuit. She out wearing a bodysuit. Or she got her damn kid walking around the fucking background in the twerk video. She not only
right.
she a thought. We need to call CPS on her
she
fucking ass.
I would say she a different sex
thought. I'm about to die on CPS. What the fuck is your child doing in the back of your twerk video? Like, I saw a girl, fuck it up. Fucking shoot them to fuck it up.
Oh, yeah.
Like, yeah, you fucking up your life. That's what you doing, fucking up.
Yeah, that shit was sad.
Oh, you got that one that always bring a condom with her to the club. Like, bruh, what you doing? What, you about to use that, bruh?
Oh, no, she might need that. I ain't going to knock her for that. She might got some regular dick, not just somebody from the club.
Well, you don't need to take it to the club. You tell him to come to your
Or she the one that always acts overly drunk and she only had one drink.
Oh, my God. I know plenty of people like that.
They just want an excuse. They just want to say, oh, girl, I'm so drunk. I didn't know what I was doing last night.
All
right, whatever. You had one drink.
All,
fuck out of here.
First of all, if you're drunk, you don't know you're drunk.
Right. You don't need no. You don't need.
You don't say, "Bro, I'm drunk." You don't need no confirmation.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Nah.
Mm-mm-mm. Anyways, yeah, y'all guys acting the fool on the fucking after hour.
Yeah.
No, you acting.
Nah, shit, y'all know better over. Y'all know better than talking over this mic. Y'all know I'm gonna act up. I don't know why. But anyways, shoot. Oh, y'all got any? I guess any announcements y'all want to make before we end the show?
Oh yeah, I have a project coming up. It's a domestic violence awareness photo shoot, so y'all look out for that. And we have a group photo shoot. It's like an urban/classy photo shoot in one. And we have, and it's a fashion show coming up in April by. Mm-hmm. What her name? Alicia?
Alicia.
I got her name. Yeah, I got her name right this time. That's terrible, y'all. And I got a photo shoot Saturday.
The cast calling. And the and practice for the fashion show will be Saturday the 11th. Right, that is 11th, right? From 5 to 6. And
yep.
It's a $10 walking fee. So that's anybody that wanna come.
Yeah. I get $10 when you get there. we don't take checks. We don't take credit cards.
Yeah, yeah.
Anything
what
you want to say?
What you got coming up? What do you know about?
Like I said, I got a mixtape that's dropping hopefully in May before the summer hit. I'm going to be working on booking on some shows and shit throughout the summer. So hopefully I'll be performing out in all these clubs out here and shit. Get my shit popping.
Okay.
All right, Nene,
do you have any news?
No, I don't have any news because anything that Keisha has going on, just really, I'm be right there with her. We always co-host and then we work together, partners. You know, so whatever she wants, I'm there.
Yep.
No need to say anything twice.
Oh, really? Okay.
No, don't you even let it go.
Look.
Let it go.
I'm out of here. Yeah.
Let it go. Well, shoot. Just let y'all know tomorrow. Check out the show tomorrow. On Life That Does Live, we have a model, Rayda Stoner. Y'all use your imagination how she got that nickname.
She will be
one of the first interviews I did like this in a while where she'll actually be here live with me doing the show.
So we're
interviewing her live like that. Yeah,
oh,
Major
yeah.
Key.
We need to
Major
be live
key.
Up there. We going to Texas.
And then I also saw some news. T actually peeped into it yesterday. I'm starting something new after every show. I'm going to do it after every show or before every show, more than likely after every show, is doing a Facebook Live where I kind of talk. I'll do random topics or kind of just like do like a recap of what happened on the show and stuff.
Oh,
yeah,
and something else you forgot to tell y'all, in the summertime, he will be down here. So if you need some shoots, hit me up for information. He's fine.
Okay,
well,
okay,
he's
yep.
Rad now here. Yeah.
Stay tuned alert.
Mm-hmm.
Stay tuned alert.
Yep.
So, yeah, got some stuff coming up. Guess that's about it.
Yep, that's it. Same time, same place. Every Tuesday.
Right. All right, y'all.
Every
see y'all. Every Tuesday.
Don't go for me.
All right. Peace. Peace, bitches.
Oh, wow.